This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Austin is enjoying a robust economy. The city boasts job numbers that are at or near what economists consider full employment. That is, almost everyone who can work is working. But as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, the tighter job market is putting the squeeze on local restaurants.
Austin's food and beverage scene, like a lot of other things in Austin, has enjoyed explosive growth in the last decade. It's also facing problems that might have a familiar ring to them.
We tend to be in nice locations, and in those locations, you've had a lot of gentrification and increased property values over the last 10 years.
Our labor market includes places like HEB and stuff like that, so we try to stay on top of what everybody else is doing.
Property taxes, rent, you know, as those things go up, it puts pressure on the business.
That was Delfo Trombetta of New Waterloo Hospitality, Robert Mayfield of Mayfield Dairy Queen, and Kenneth Besserman, General Counsel for the Texas Restaurant Association. For the sake of clarity and brevity in the story, bars, bistros, dine-in and takeout, fast casual, food trucks, cafeterias, and coffee houses are all going to be lumped into one broad category, restaurants, because most of them are facing the same problems. They're all having trouble recruiting and keeping employees who traditionally do not make very much money. Here's Delfo Trombetta of New Waterloo again.
Whether you've worked in restaurants or not, you've heard that restaurants are difficult and they don't make that much money and the margins are low, and those are all true. And so a few points in labor amounts to a big chunk of your profitability.
New Waterloo manages about 1,000 employees at some pretty swanky spots, Sway, La Condesa, Le Politique, and the South Congress Hotel, to name a few. It's tried to attack the problem by offering higher pay.
Our wages have crept up about 20% over the last 2 years. And I wish I could say we could raise our prices about 20%, but the market's not as elastic as we'd like it to be.
Anecdotally, Trombetta says he has heard of dishwasher applicants leaving interviews as soon as they find out what the starting pay is.
These are very hardworking folks, but you know, at the end of the day, you can't earn that much as a dishwasher or as a prep cook. And so it starts to be very challenging for them to be able to have a good quality of life, a short commute, an affordable commute, and still be able to earn what they need to earn to make a living.
He says the company has contemplated other transportation and parking solutions to help employees, like a shuttle van, but for now considers them too impractical. While they serve a different level of cuisine, fast food joints are in a similar bind. Robert Mayfield took over the Austin area Dairy Queens 40 years ago from his parents. His DQ locations have several things in common: blizzards, burgers, and banners offering some fairly high wages for restaurant employees.
Well, we were ahead of the curve in a lot of ways. Our starting pay is $12 an hour and has been for maybe 2 or 3 years before it started getting real tight. With our company, you can earn several raises in like 3 months. So, you know, I bet our average wage is like $13 an hour. And we never did that because we were just nice guys. We did it because that's how you get the best people.
Mayfield says his turnover rate at his 9 restaurants was higher than normal last year at 39%, but the industry rate is well north of that. He says he's able to limit turnover with other incentives.
Well, it's not just a matter of how much do we pay, it's how we treat our people as well. We have nice little things like we get you a cake on your birthday, and if you've been with us for a year, you get a little bonus, and the next year you get another bonus, a little bigger every year, and we kind of celebrate some things together.
Kenneth Besserman of the Texas Restaurant Association says this is not just an Austin problem. West Texas restaurants near the Permian Basin struggle with competition from oil wages.
There are probably very few dishwashers that are making $30 an hour, so that was and continues to be the stress out in West Texas.
He says in a tight job market, people have options, and you've got to offer more to compete. The good news is this means entry-level workers are making more and more money. Employers then have to adjust lower wages up to the market. The downside for some restaurant owners is their already thin profit margins may not allow them to lure better employees. In the long run, that will make it harder for them to stay in the game. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.